It's interesting that these proposals and reforms are being put in place. The reason being is that Australia clearly is looking for foreign investment. Australia is competing with other countries around the world for foreign investment. And it's interesting at a point where foreign investment is needed, extra restrictions are being put in place for foreign investors. If you look particularly at the agricultural sector, foreign investors have been buying land in Australia and agricultural sectors in Australia for hundreds of years. I mean, one of the oldest in Tasmania is actually Van Diemen's Land, which is a foreign-owned company. And in Queensland, New South Wales, you see a lot of the agricultural land is actually owned by Americans.
How would you compare what Australia's government is doing currently and what the US government is trying to do to attract foreign investment?
The United States is probably the global leader at the moment in attracting foreign investment. It's had a program in the US for many years now called the EB-5 program, where foreign investors can invest between $500,000 and $1 million for residency in the US. Last year, they had a quota of 10,000 applicants, and that was filled for the first time ever, and they're looking to actually extend that this year. The Americans realize that foreign investment is critical to the growth of their economy and the future development of industry, and they're very aggressively targeting international investors.
Does that include in farmland?
Across the board, farmland, industry, business, they're looking for foreign investors to come in and help spearhead the future of the United States economy.
Will the Australian government's tighter scrutiny on foreign investment into farmland deter potential investors, including Chinese investors? You're based in China, so that's why I ask.
I think if you just look at it as a one-off element, it probably won't have too much of an impact. The issue is this is on the back of a lot of negative publicity about Australia and foreign investment, which has happened over the last 12 months. We see politicians in Australia saying that they're looking to review and stop Chinese investment specifically as opposed to foreign investment. So I think it's just another element which is adding to the complexity of investing in Australia. And from a PR perspective, I don't think it's going to bode well. So the first question which a foreign investor has when they look at a foreign market is, will I be welcome? Is my investment welcomed? There are a lot of countries around the world which have a lot more opening and forthcoming stance to foreign investors. And it's unfortunate that Australia, with its proximity to mainland China, proximity to such available investment dollars, has had some negative publicity around foreign investment, particularly Chinese investment. So a lot of agricultural land in Australia is currently already foreign-owned, whether it be by Americans, people from the United Kingdom, from Canada. Putting this rule in place now seems like putting a rule in place once the horse has bolted, so to speak. Foreign investment into agriculture has been happening for decades in Australia.
Who exactly is Australia competing with the most in terms of trying to attract investment dollars, particularly from China and into agriculture?
Some of the biggest countries around, obviously Canada, United States, Brazil, they are very aggressively looking for and getting a lot of foreign investment from mainland China, not only from farming, but then also a lot of investment projects or infrastructure projects which surround that initial investment. An example would be in Costa Rica, where the Chinese government is helping fund brand new terminals and international airports. In Brazil, it's working very strong closely with the Brazilian government to organize the supply chain in terms of ports and transport within a country. In the United States, it's making investments into agricultural farming and beef production. So there are a lot of markets out there which are competing very strongly with Australia.
Is it a confusing message that the Australian government is trying to give? On the one hand, it's trying to attract foreign investment to try to grow agricultural industries in the country, especially with the downturn in the mining industry. And then at the same time, it's trying to tighten scrutiny of farmland sales. Does it confuse the message?
Very much so. That compounds on top of the messages which have been previously received inside mainland China of foreign investors are not welcome. Yes, they are welcome, but they must meet criteria. Yes, if they do meet criteria, they're going to be scrutinized further. It seems to be a little bit a dual message being given that, yes, we want your investment, but we're going to criticize you if you do invest.